nyame hene yabangese ye chafa ne yamboafo a yede ye ho ato so na woni hwama da biara da
amen
so don't him remi ejina wanema na ye wadom
amen
yada wase ne panyina ra ne oyama yenda
amen
yasa de enkra ne ni pedua hye wonsa
amen
se tontra hono ya ejina wanemi ya ye ti ya ye kan urade fa wo mamu na di juma be pega wodin
amen
o ma biara eti o urade mo nyi wani ma dum anyimre mo
amen
urade ka wo ma wa re ho no ye di mo
amen
wa yare dom bi di wo nya satan tu on so sa urade ma mo jan ka sama anyimre
amen
ena so kain wo ye ne urade kristo yesu din mo nti amen
amen
yen sembre no ye be fa ye trosem ni ya bia ko Mibusem, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 7.
Without wasting time, let us open our scriptures to Proverbs chapter 3.
Yeah,
verse 5 to 7.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, read only that portion.
Ebekin kain. Emebusem itimiensa enyimu enum ekosi nson fa wakoma nyina bata erade ho na mfa wo ho ntwere wo hunumu hunu wakwan nyina mu na ono na obetene wakwan nya wani so onyansafo sure erade na dani free boni ho amen.
Amen. Ira 17 be chirechire moma ye wo Jesus Christo de monti. Amen.
Amen.
Tachom bitimatunase.
Shall we take our seat?
Sana ye kai. Simaka krebi or Ezra chapter 33 verse 12 to 19. Sima ne yade abompae.
Let us open our scriptures to Exodus 3.
Exodus 33. Yeah, verse 12 to 19.
Verse 12 to 19. Mose mu matosu mienu. Iti eduasa miensa, ni mudu mienu, ikusi dunkron. Na Mose kachere erade se, she, mwara na wakachere me se, fa omen yiko. Nanso, umami unhunu die, obesu, ya wobe suma no na one me akro na so wara na waka se medi wudin minimum na wanya mani mubru hunu so eti mesrew se menya woni mu adom a ma me hunu wo kwan na me hunu na menya woni mu adom na oka se manim ene wobekɔ na mama wakɔ home na oka kyerɛ no se se wanim ne yen rekodia erekwa
enkodia
se wanim ene yen renkwa edien na wode behunu wo ha se mene wo man anya wanim adom anya wo kro a wo ne yen bekro no na mene wo man ada so wo aman a won asasi ani nyina mu na ewurade ka kire Moses se asema wakan yi so Mayo, if we say when you many more drum, na me di wudi minimum. Na osi, enye, mami hunu weni munyam. Na osi, me mami papa ni na asini wenim. Na me pai,
na me pai,
na me pai eradi din, wo wenim. Na me drum di me drum no, na me hunu mabo no mabo. Amen.
Osi na me pai mi din yawe. Aye erade o wanim amen
and he said I will declare my name Yahweh which is the Lord before you
amen
amen
so the theme for this evening praise is lean not on your own understanding
the enumerate assembly ti epore say and found oho ntwere warankasa won ti ase
e ka se mfa won twre bibia me pese bo ne tofa na e jina so bo mpa ye amen
I want us to summarize everything so that we can base on it and pray
bibia ubetime de o ho atoso na when it does sudden
him. Anything that you can lean on and you have hope in it that it will never disappoint you.
I don't know how to so no. Woonim, what femu, and I say ubi a cancho, and I was sorry, it and I'm out to so.
That thing that you have leaned on, you have tested and tried it, that is why you are leaning on it.
Now wait in emro say bibi be a ya from yes, say yes to mo, say ye fie, say ye busiemo, I ya timidia hoto so no. Say anyone yango pass some boy blah, ya dear hoto so ye.
Anything that we have acquired knowledge in it, whether in our school, whether in our houses, whether in our family, if it is contrary to the word of God, then we can never lean on it.
I don't know better my boy who now mo dear, I'm a wako so when you ding. I'm a wajidin. Now, so it's your young pastor.
That thing can help you in this carnal flesh. But that thing, if it goes to contrary to the word of God, then you don't have to lean on it.
And you know, I'm saying, if you say, Bibi, be a bit my boy, I said to him, I'm boying. I'm a man who says, boy, I'm cassa. Now, so I know, I'm asking him, and to an amoa, you're to me fire hunter. So,
beloved, I'm emphasizing on it again that if anything in our life is helping us and that thing goes against the word of God, then we can lean on it.
Now, mom, you're telling me the whole two on your mia sama. What can that end of Christ?
But we can lean and trust in the word of God, which He has spoken, and it is the truth.
It's in the Bible, naturally, we say, and foul home talk. We name the end, we see, and the end, and maybe a woman who feels no, a bebo, and foul home to so.
That is why the Bible tells us that we should not lean on anything that we have acquired knowledge in or our understanding.
Yes, and if I want to be BBS, I was you. Now, I know Yamias, I know a boy, bra, and if I want to so.
The Bible is telling us that we should not lean on anything. But the thing that we are leaning on, if it goes contrary to the word of God, then we don't have to lean on it.
You didn't can hear a church for that, yet, young crowd here. Na nyema ye chere obuno ye ni me se abofra no bebo na ma na paase ayede na nso eti onyame asem a ase se eti de hoto so na ye de bo abofra no.
First of all, we being teachers teaching the children in our various schools, if the thing that we are teaching the children is contrary to the word of the Lord, then we don't have to encourage the children to lean on
that. Sa nso na awo ma school for no nso ana obi a wo su ade no nso e se ade na hoto ne chere chere ni Assembia, what council? Emra, it's your young person.
It is the same as the student who should not never lean on anything which is contrary to the word of God, which is being teaching by the teacher.
So I know your father for so I'll fought me church, Yama, and your den and Taqua church, and you may be a bema bofrano, Abana Hobine, and running Yamapi.
It is the same way that we, the parents, are teaching a lot of things to our children, which sometimes go contrary to the word of God. The same way sometimes our husbands also teaches us things like that.
Amen.
The husband will tell the wife or the family that if you don't be smart in this family, is it against the word of God? And the wife will lean on what the husband has taught
her.
As long as the wife has leaned on what the husband has taught her, and that thing goes contrary to the word of God, it goes
example,
against the whole family. We can have an example in the scriptures.
Now, Ababa will be an Abigail. Abigail.
When a certain woman by the name of Abigail.
Nanukro, Ayobia, Oya, Mwa, Owom Fu.
Her husband was a husbandry. A husbandman.
A Drubabia, David. And then a don't copy Abigail, Nukro. So, and I'm crop forces say, I come for a trash or so.
It got to a certain point. David and his people went to the place of Abigail's husband and told him that the enemies are pursuing us.
David got told so, said, I trash Abigail, no kunono, a japadi. So,
David got and went and found people who was capturing Abigail and her husband's property.
It's honor David, you know, dom, a dima, a branty. No, ni Abigail.
David and his people interceded for this man, not knowing Abigail.
Na oni ma brandi ane so.
Also not knowing this man.
Na chire no. A chire no. David ho chire no.
Later then, David entered into a difficulty.
Ote o eba se enye me wonko na monkan chire abrandi ane se me ni David na me ho chire me. Mr. No, on my men, Chivia, a Dianen, men, Crawford, intimate nurse.
And David went to this man's house and told him that I am David and I am in need. So, can you give me something so that I can feed myself and my people?
Any anom, Abrante, Nisia Hunanonim, Nenia, Washington, or Bull David and Mutiaka said, David in Pejuma.
Because of the knowledge that this man has acquired, he belittled David being a lazy man. He said, who is this David to come to me and ask me for something? Because of what people have said concerning David, which he has heard, was the reason why he said that. Beloved, we don't have to lean on any falsehood which somebody has told
us. Sometimes
someone may be in difficulty which you may intend to help that person, but because of something that someone has said, the Lord may lead upon you to intercede on somebody's behalf by fasting and prayer, but you will tell yourself that that person is eating to the fullest of his stomach. So why do I have to pray? Beloved, we don't have to lean on what we hear and what we know, which is contrary to the word of God.
Now it's so young pass him. Now would Nimuntino or ye or ye or fa Adriane and then your man saw the Koboa David.
When Abigail heard of this thing that her husband has said, which is contrary to the word of God, because he knew David, he took food and other things to go and serve David.
Now name David, but what they say, Niana look and I'm out to me. Amen.
She didn't know David, but she heard the step that her husband has taken. She took that step. And the grace of the Lord descended for Abigail.
David
and the counsel that David has taken to go and fight against that man, God stirred his heart and he stopped. And a few days later, that man passed away. The one who is troubling you, if you refuse to trouble him again, the Lord will fight your cause. If you are able to fight for yourself, the Lord will not fight on your behalf. May the Lord help us.
David is so simple, Abigail.
And God, through David married Abigail. Beloved, let's have a look at this same David again.
David says, David,
it came to a time that David's brothers and King Saul were standing before the enemies, against the enemies in war.
David echo hobby.
David went to the battlefront. He was sent by his father to go and deliver food to his brethren. David wasn't a man who used to just hear any.
If he said,
it's because he has tested a certain
God.
And the might of God was upon him. And anywhere David stands, he wants the glory of the Lord to be manifest. So So when he heard this man who was blaspheming against God of Israel, he was troubled. Beloved, some of us, when something happens in the church, if it happens to somebody, we used to tell him that you have gotten your
issue.
It doesn't bother me to waste my time for others. It doesn't depict the love of God and his power and might. Every son of God shows his love and passion which he has for others. And again, he doesn't want the glory of the Lord to fall down. If somebody is blaspheming against the living God,
no,
he will never agree on this. And he will go to the presence of the Lord.
To what say? Sa abrante echa Israel nyankopon ti asofo no mpoa no.
When David heard that this Philistine was blaspheming against God, he was troubled.
Any anam say bas message nyankopon asma odi asma ye say ho touch ma o ba bi ni ayi a emfa ye ho a any anam na ye misa ye won say ye free hen.
Beloved, it has come that the word of the Lord which has come unto us, it is our soul. That we should ask ourselves, that where are we and what is in us? It can never happen that the word of God will fall on the ground, that we will make
friends.
We will cry upon the Lord that he may reveal his glory.
Sabi, how yare owo eba asafuma? Yare no owo eba asafuma?
If death and sickness comes into the church,
interpretation. Amen.
If we say that you are leaning on something, sometimes you make your own interpretation on
that. Amen.
You will pick the word and begin to make your own interpretation. Every believer should not sit down and do this. But you look upon the glory of the Lord and ask him to intercede. Lord, let your presence come. Lord, where from this? Lord, where came from all this? Lord, where is your glory? Lord, where is your power?
Psalm 105 verse 4. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, yeah, let me. So, yeah, hey. David, Antiman can one to more. Namo will dry. Now, wouldn't be an Indian American. Indian, my enemy David. Near himself was it, Tino. Yeah, I can't find David when he. What, ye any more? Would you shed him? A pessima di? Would there be beer bay when him? And I shall see, a mad David, broadcast, I'm said, Quilly, huh? Psalm 105, verse 4.
A drum, Wahani num, yimu, and nine. Mumpe a radin to me at you, Quine.
Amen.
Moshen and Nimuda.
What's the Moshen and Nimuda? Amen.
Every time we have to look for the power, we can never keep silent.
You
can't keep silent.
David, from on, we have David. We have David. David. David.
When the brethren of David were standing there, they were leaning on what they know, and they were accusing David, never knowing that David has had an encounter with the mighty God.
Looking at the giant
man.
Now, why are you not home? TFE is all your penny. Why are you not home?
They thought that David was making himself too much knowing. Looking at the stature of Goliath and the men of Israel standing before him, they thought that David could not stand before Goliath.
It is a obi Satan na obi so e kwoti asafo no say o safo say you would dey king say you oban very man say ohwan man ta wan ntum nya say ono no kokon nya say ono no ham na mom yakode e onyankopa asan ni tumi ni Bible.
If Satan through someone is fighting against the church, whether your pastor, whether your deacon, whether your trustees or any other person, you should not keep silent. Not that you are going to fight physical with that person, but our weapon is prayer, and we can fight against that person through prayer. When people are asking, where is your God? That all these things have befallen
you.
Let your presence come
down.
Amen.
Amen.
You can't keep silent.
Amen.
Amen.
And I'm saying, can't you not
if we keep silent, then we don't know what we are leaning on and where we come from.
So mom pay if you say, walk up, yes, and amen.
Amen.
Debbie, je can you nyami to me.
You won't face what somebody has said. You don't look what the enemy has
orchestrated.
You don't listen to what someone is saying. You don't look at what someone is
saying.
But look at what your God can do. Look at what your God can do. You have to lean on this way.
Amen.
Amen.
Lean not on your own understanding.
Are
you leaning on how the
situation are? And it is the reason why you are doing
and
what you are doing. Is it the reason why you are saying what you are saying? Is it because how your steps has
been on
it has brought fear and trembling upon us. And we have forgotten our living God, what we can do. Our God is faithful. And he has never failed anyone.
If
we read Exodus 33.
Read it. 33, you didn't count King. Verse 12 to 19. Show, Samson of Barry Mabiani and friend Moses. When Yamina asked Mano, Exodus chapter 3, no. So, Uncle Yini, my, Umadu Kanso. O do baby, no. Said your who's on Yamin, bet you know, my aunt, and yes, I know who no.
This man called Moses. God has sent him to Egypt to go and bring his children from captivity. And on the desert, he got to a certain point which he never knew what to do. God made Moses to understand that this nation that he's going to bring out of Egypt is peculiar on the face of the earth. But they got to a certain point where they were stuck. And Moses never knew the step to take. He saw the children of Israel saying all manner of things. He never leaned on all the words that he was hearing. He went to the presence of the Lord.
He
said, my God, I have a testimony that you are the one who sent
me.
Beloved, who is hearing and who is sitting here right now? God, through his word, has called you. It isn't your will who that has called you. But it is the living God who liveth forever, who knows from the beginning. It doesn't matter the evil spirit that is in your family. God has lifted us his power and his might to bring
challenges.
You out. All the troubles that you are going through, the Lord has said to deliver you from. But you get to a certain point where you are stuck, you cannot go front or back. And the people surrounding you are giving you so many information, and you want to lean on their information. His God has rejected you. The Lord has forgotten you. He has committed sin. And it happened to the end time prophet when the Lord sent him this
last time.
And he never remained silent. He needed to go and wait for the Lord and ask the friend from the Lord. If it is the Lord who has called him, the Lord will lift up his arm in his life. And the Lord heard him. Beloved, our God will hear. If we'll forget what the world is saying and know that our God is faithful, the God who has called us shall never fail us. We need to go on our knees. We need to call and cry upon him.
Amen.
It's not this time that we will sit down and accuse ourselves.
Amen. Amen.
We don't have to accuse ourselves, pointing fingers on others.
Amen.
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 Until I say, ready. So when him pens ania.
So Moses said, Lord, if your presence does not come down, I will never move with this nation.
Amen.
Amen.
Now I'm a man ya dance here.
You have made me to have a testimony. He asked from the Lord. And the Lord answered him. And the Lord said, I will do all that you have asked. And the Lord said, my presence is coming to pass before you. And you shall know my name Yahweh, which is the Lord. 1920 says that I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious unto.
Amen.
And I will have compassion unto whom I will have compassion. If the Lord do not have compassion on us, if the power of the Lord does not descend on us, it isn't about long speeches. It isn't about someone has done this and another one has done that. But we ask that our God, what are you doing for us in these last days? This is what you are going through. It happens to all the church. It can be the family. You alone know the trouble that you are going through in your family. Abigail knew the trouble her husband was bringing on the family. She never kept silent. She dealt until she interceded with the family. She did arms which was based on the word of God.
Israel man nyina dafnamu.
And David saw that all the nation of Israel was on a peril.
Israel
She didn't listen what the king Saul was saying, that Goliath was having great experience. She didn't hear what others were saying. What he leaned on, what the Lord has done through him on the
water.
How he was able to tear the bear and the lions.
Lion, tiger,
how lion and tiger couldn't stand before him. God gave him strength so that he can even chase after this animal. So he made comparison between the animals and Goliath. And he said, the Lord who delivered me from the hands of
Goliath,
can he never deliver me from the hands of Goliath? Amen. It wasn't about what he knew about Goliath, but what he knows about his God. Amen. This is the end. This trouble is my end. Shall we be on our feet?
And we are sorry na bompae. Say ye me na oni ehwamo da na oni ehwamo so da biara da.
Amen.
Okaye ho.
Our God will never fail us.
Amen.
He is with us to the end of ages.
Say David ni anamo.
Don't be like David's brethren.
Oh, omo de omo ato ni na omo nemu fa Goliath ho.
They lean on what they knew about Goliath. But David leaned on the word of God.
If
God is with you, whatever that they are saying is in vain. We have been silent for too long. And some portion in the scripture says that when I kept silence, my enemy overcame me. Brother, pray in this hour.
The scripture says
that you should not lean on your understanding. You should not lean on your knowledge. You should not lean on anything that anybody has said unto you. Somebody has said and you have heard it, and that thing is troubling you. Sometimes you see that this is the trend in the family. Let us remember that we have the Lord who declares and not we have a God whom Goliath couldn't stand before David. We have a God who intercedes for us all
days.
Your God shall fight for you. You have to enter into somebody's you have to see the power and the might of God. You have to see the arm of the Lord. You have to remember what your God can do. If you forget what our God can do, then our enemy will overcome us. In the scriptures, some of the disciples was already killed. But when it got to the turn of Peter, the disciples didn't keep silence. If they kept silence, Peter will also be finished. Beloved, let us not keep silent. Let us not keep silent. Be serious. That the God who has called us, he is faithful. To receive his presence needs to be revealed. His pillar of fire should be following us. Our God is faithful. Our God is faithful. Our God can never be a failure. May the Lord have mercy on us. It is not in our righteousness and anything good that we have done. We've been complaining and murmuring for too long. May the Lord have mercy on us. Continue to pray.
Moses can say, "Me nyanko poe." So one more name pen sania mint me for my encoder biarada. Vina uncopo who ya mob done in Remo. Mira home mine womama for done in Remo. So one name pen and sania. Oh, if it is Yamo. Kosora Kaya home. Kosora da Cassiano Tomiadi. Yura, or son of my idea who are to Radia wounding Yamo de Biarada. Done in Remo. So an idea more to be around. Kay, so yet we know. Pompeia Dawasi. So yet we know. Jesus Christ. Afia, what's up, Pompeia? Yes, sir, rather, so all my David that could go drone a bee. David, did you ever be? On my own, dinner was sra. Now you're so near time for you. Bompire, what you are. You know me, and yet David, I'm holding, and then it to me. And what Radia and all the 2 minutes was sra manner. And I'm a walk to me dry. No one shenny an Indian American. One shenny or Hennis or Erkan. One shenny an Akutadia. And in your man, Riat, at the Iron Hall. No more Kai who will ride to me. Sakuni ni hiyamo da. Erade, we are one sanctuary and no David mo. Niana si yoma ni si. Rather, my inside today, or day, yet in the same Yamoka, or Kubia, no better imagine of man him, or Hobia, no better imagine of man him, Yarito, no better imagine of man him, Rade, Uni Yamada, Yamon, they do Yamo, no rather Kayanas are free, or the Kayano Ma, or the Kayano Magic for Yara, Far Domin Shra, and your holding in Adonga, or Madonna Remo. You know what you are saying. My name is Yamin. To me, one could never say, me bomb pay us all. Say, now we want to show the animal now. Mira show the animal now. Jesus, oh, who's sorry to me? Oh, Kaya. Mira the Kawoma. Mira the Kawoma. Mira the Kawoma. Mira the Kawoma.
I want to say,
Jesus.
Say, yeah,
afidie bi a seta ahyehya fa ya sofo o se ye owo amenu hunu ka kwanhia ewrade fa ne sanka wo ye wiatie na ye se atie ma enyanka ne wiise wa safie mo ye be kai ye nua Edward se ewrade ayia atue nua ewrade ma na ahure chechre ne nkunumdie ni abusio ni adama ni bia sore tie ye nua Ewrade fane san kano. Na ono ko yenya imie. Emiri abroketen so. Yen fane sherade nsa. Se yenyankopon ka ye ma mi yenya bae. One ne ma. Nyabusua tchiri bia de oha bebre nue. Ewrade mane nsa so no ni nkun mo ma busua yi. Ya mompa ya mai hurade yanim. Obi a oha mu yare mu. Ewrade mane nsa no onso. Yen ka yenya ko finti. Young calf from Behuna Mane, young Papa Papon, young Kai Jabin, young Kai Joshua, young calf from Be a better body, Marco Marco, a rather man in San Rosso, young Kai Yaman, Grace Grandma, rather man in San Rosso, young calf from Behuna Mane,
or I swear, say a Yeni down swanny wood, say a man, me ratie, say a man, or I a sweet, say a man, Fawo, say a, oh, I want it, be war, people. Dema Dema
Dema
Dema
Dema Dema Dema Dema Dema Dema Dema
Dema Dema Dema Dema Dema Dema Dema Dema Why are you?
Awari say na awari go awashe. Awari man in saso. Don't find a sun cabusia.
Jesus,
show me no
there
is a Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Now what say I said?
Yes.
Everybody was so.
Amen.
Now crown.
Amen.
Everybody told me you na koto.
Amen.
No one minute whoop for yet damn na won kunim diemu.
Yes, Lord.
Now when you cry and no say. When you yam crop.
Amen.
And you may show me with diemu.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, when you mean you answer radio show when you win.
Amen.
Yada was say. Yada was say. Yada was say. Yada was say.
Amen.
Wow, pam, when they are pam.
Yes, Lord.
Never did a yawa mocha upeja. Oh yes, Erade, Erade, Tibia Biemuno, when you're a young crop, Erade Tibia Biemuno, when you're Rade, Erade Quenyamo, when you're Bessum, Assum Yabessum, Ahem Yabessum, Tibia Biemuno, Yabessum, and when you're Nitia, only Animanam, and Shra and County, Sarah, the one young from Swap, yet the way and you're not yet, yet you make you nice, so and so, yet you quen you nice, so and so.
Amen.
The way you will be a so many, your mahoko has said to free him.
Amen.
A rather than say, ma.
Amen.
A rather was the end, so what could the end? It's a rather for what could you say?
Amen.
For what someone could you say?
Amen.
For what someone could you say?
Amen.
Never the fool to me say, ma.
Amen.
Domna Puayarate. My friend, you know, so and so.
Amen.
Oh, yes, Erade.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. now can now she say no mistake to a moi was yes the atom strong could be the bad one
amen
yes so the atom say and that would be for atom
amen
and that you would be for atom
amen
more pampo and you can say a woman so let that be a bit strong
amen
Amen. We are Jacob Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.